Right. Details of up next. Details of an 8-week healing support group for women that is being run by my next guest. I'm absolutely delighted to have her in studio. Trauma. Yeah. No doubt that that's one of the buzzwords in the mental health space in recent times, largely thanks to people like Gabel Marte and Brené Brown. Another buzzword, I guess, would be healing. And many more of us are realising that in order to live the lives we want to live, which we would probably want to be healthy and happy and connected and content lives, we really need to deal with and process the various trauma that has happened in our lives and impacted the way we live. My next guest is an expert on both trauma and healing and works as a therapist and a trauma-informed facilitator. She's also set up an 8-week healing support group for women, which begins this Tuesday in Kraaifontein. For women wishing to embark on a healing journey from trauma, whether that be childhood trauma, abuse or grief, delighted to welcome Claudia Root to the show. Hello.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. No, pleasure. Trauma. It seems that you can't turn on the radio or the TV or your Instagram account without being sort of bombarded with, are you healing from your trauma? And I'm doing a pretty, you know, I'm trying to do it. It's been an important part of my journey. A lot of people that I know are also doing that. But then you will also have a group of people who say, but what is trauma? What are we really talking about? So what is it?
Yeah, it's a word that often gets very loosely thrown around these days. All of us go through traumatic experiences, but not everyone gets traumatized. And it depends on how you perceive and metabolize an incident that happens to you. So if I, like in my own case, I grew up in a home where there was lots of hostility and we never dealt with conflict. So for a long time in my life, when I came across differences, my whole body will go stiff and like, oh God, what's going to happen here? Who's going to next say something to me? So the way my body then perceived and took on what happened was I went into a hypervigilance or shutdown. That's the trauma. The trauma is not what happens to us, as Gabel Marte say, it's what happens inside of us. So if you grew up in a home where there was conflict but repair, you would know and your body would know what to do. So it's also not a mind thing. It's literally a mind-body connection and how your body works with what happens to you and your reaction to it.
So the event, series of events, situation is sort of irrelevant, yeah, in terms of determining one's own. You and I could be siblings, grow up in the same house, have the same parents, the same experiences, and I'm dealing with trauma from it and you're not.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that also, it depends on...
Unlikely, but possible.
It depends on the mother's mental health when she's pregnant with that specific child.
Right.
So every mother is different with every pregnancy. It's quite interesting. I'm reading the book at the moment called It Didn't Start With You. And this guy talks about the fact that when your grandmother was pregnant with your mother, there's already a precursor of the cells that will produce you.
Sure.
So that's how far back. And with every pregnancy, a mother's mental health is different. That's why they will say the same siblings will have different parents.
I think my kids probably will. I think my kids will probably have different... Same. They've got the same parents. Live on radio, she admits. No, they've got the same... But I hear what you're saying. Do you believe people then? You must have people come and sit in front of you and they say, you know, I'm here to come and talk about X, Y and Z. And you say, let's talk about trauma. And they go, oh, I was never traumatised. Does that happen? And what do you think of that? Have we all experienced trauma?
So I think... I often think in my practice, and I was thinking coming here this morning, that we actually need to remove the word trauma, because when people hear the word trauma, they think the most excruciating things must have happened to me. I must either have been hijacked or held hostage or whatever. But we all are influenced by our caregivers and the way that they download whatever we do. It becomes your GPS, I say.
Mm.
And if that doesn't benefit you and you feel you can't move, you can't be flexible, you get stuck in the same relationships, you don't know how to move forward, that in a way is, in my description, is trauma, because you get stuck in the same unhealthy cycle again. And so it's more for me about going to look at what was the result of the relationship milieu that I grew up in.
Yeah, I get
and
it.
And how does that benefit me where I'm now? Because the most thing I hear when people come to me is, I'm stuck.
Right.
That's the general word. I'm stuck. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to move forward, backward. My relationships fail. I want to commit suicide or whatever, but I'm stuck.
Why do you think that some people have a hard time accepting that they or others have experienced trauma? Because I've come up against people who are absolutely one. You look at their family of origin and you go, that's it, that's crazy. But they are absolutely resolute. I didn't suffer trauma. Or I've seen people who would, you know, say to somebody, yes, but the sibling example I gave, they would say, yes, but I grew up in that same household and I'm not traumatized. Why do people have such a hard time accepting that?
So the word trauma is automatically still, especially in the Western society, linked to mental disorders.
Okay.
And when people hear that, then they think, oh, I'm going to be admitted to Stikland or Valkenburg and I'm going to be on medication and people is going to think I need in the loony bin.
Mm.
Whereas if we look at the society today and the way that life is and the rat race and there's no more people sit and really connect. Everything is around social media and your computers. Are we surprised that so many people are really battling with mental health?
Yeah, yeah. I look at this, you know, there was a really interesting book that came out last year, the year before, by Dr. Wabi Long at UCT, and it called The Nation on the Couch, which essentially looked at South Africa, the country, through a psychological lens, and said, we're all in generational trauma. You can't have a country like South Africa with the past that we've had, and we're not all deeply impacted psychologically, mentally, but on whatever side of history we may come from, that we're not deeply impacted by it. What happens then, Claudia, if we don't deal with the trauma, if it remains unprocessed?
The problem is that future generations, and like if I see in my own life, are sort of stuck with whatever your family hasn't worked through. And inevitably, in some other way, in your relationships is going to show up. Because if you don't deal with stuff, your relationships is going to deal with it on your behalf. And I always say to couples, you don't only enter a relationship with this person who might seem very nice and kind and, well, you're off your feet. But you also enter into a relationship with their trauma that they haven't dealt with. Because your romantic relationships has got a way to show up the stuff that you haven't dealt with. And if you think about it, you're two people that come together, that come from very different backgrounds, families. And the biggest question I always ask people is, so how was differences dealt with in your family? Was it open for discussion, that it's not about agreement, or was it very authoritarian? If you don't know those things and you come against that, that's normally when the shit hits the fan, if I can say it like
you
that.
Can't.
And people think like, okay, what am I going to do now? I don't know how this person deal with it. And then you find people walk away, or they find adaptations to deal with it.
What does that mean? They find adaptations to deal with it.
So if relationships is not a safe place for me where I can say, look, I don't agree with you, but let's talk about it. If that was not the modus in your family, then you find a way outside of yourself and outside of a relationship to get away from the discomfort.
Okay.
Because if there's a moment of discomfort between us, it immediately resonates in your body. Everything goes around, oh, I don't like this. How am I going to fight, flight, or freeze? And if none of us want to feel those yucky feelings.
Mm-mm.
So now I either have 10 cups of coffee, or I work here and then I go and work at home, or I go and run a 20K. And it is, as Gabor Mate says, he says, addiction is any behavior which provides temporary relief despite the long-term consequences.
Sure. We're talking to trauma-informed therapist Claudia Ruart, who is hosting an eight-week healing support group for women, which begins this Tuesday in Kraaifontein. And it's for women wishing to embark on a healing journey from trauma, whether that be childhood trauma or abuse or grief. We hear often, Claudia, this term, do the work. There's a million memes on Instagram commanding that we all do the work, do the work. You're not doing the work. How do I do? What does that mean? What does doing the work mean? What's the work that I need to be doing?
I want to say that because as a child, you don't have control over your life. As a baby, you come in, you can't say, you know, I demand this, I demand that, this is how my life must go. You're very dependent on the direction that your adults or the caregivers take you in and how their behavior is. Mm. So you are initially, you're a product of who raised you. But then there come a time in your life where you can stay a victim. And you can say, well, this one is responsible for that, this one is responsible for that. But in other words, you're saying the world can do to you whatever they want to do to you. I'm saying that there comes a point where you need to decide, I'm going to look at my past and say, okay, that part I'm not responsible for. But how do I take control of the direction I now want to move in? And who's the tribe I want to surround myself with? Who's the people I want to draw from? Mm. You need to get to that point where I say to women especially, even if it's one thing that you can start taking responsibility for, to understand your power, to understand that I don't have to stay a victim. And unfortunately in the world today, often people say, yeah, the systems are broken. No, the system produces exactly what it's been designed for, and that's to keep people in a victim mentality, to keep people codependent, to keep people dependent on whoever and what system. I'm saying, no, we can change that. How do I help you to get out of that rut and say, what is the life that I envision, and how do I work towards that? Okay. And how do I take charge of even the smallest decision that I make? And I see it. I see the liberation in especially women, men too. But when they take, even if it is that I'm going to sleep on the couch because you are not good for me.
Wow. Okay. It must require an awful lot of bravery because it's probably quite painful.
It is.
Right.
It is. And it requires a total mind shift because they have been so programmed that I can't do this and I deserve what comes to me.
Claudia Ruart, who is a therapist and trauma-informed facilitator, who's been talking to us about trauma and what it is, what it looks like, and what beginning that healing journey from trauma looks like. Claudia is about to start an eight-week healing support group for women. Starts this Tuesday in Kraaifontein for women wishing to embark on a healing journey from trauma. Tell us a little bit more about this support group, Claudia.
One of the most common things that women tell me is, I am sure no one has gone through this and I feel very lonely and isolated. And that sparked in me that, you know, I need to link them up with a tribe. That's why I want to do this. And I've decided on 8 weeks because there's a course that I run on trauma that's 4 full days. So I'm going to break the course down in 8 weeks. So the first 2 weeks will be about, what is my story? What is the patterns that's been downloaded on me? What is the beliefs that I'm sitting with? Then the next 2 weeks will be about my nervous system, because what most people don't understand is that your nervous system determines how you are and how well you are, actually not your brain. So we're going to look at your nervous system. Do you understand your nervous system? How do you befriend your body? Because as women in particularly, we have been downloaded with this thing of, don't think about your body, don't look at your body, don't talk about your body, don't love your body. And unless you befriend and love your body, that's a crucial part of trauma. And we're going to do a bit of breath work. Then the next 2 weeks is going to be about trauma-informed care, but I want to focus specifically on language and the importance of changing the narrative and use and reframing. So if I can give an example, at one of the courses, one of the ladies said to me, her son was doing 3 tasks at school instead of 1, and he was only in pre-primary, and the teacher called her in and said, your son is forward. I said, no, your son is not forward, he's eager. So how do we shift? How do we also have compassion in the way that we talk about ourselves and reframe things? Language is extremely important in that. And then the last 2 weeks is about, so what now? What do I do now? Where do I start? How do I look at my life? How do I revisit things but don't get stuck?
Okay. Is there still space?
Yes, there is. But okay. I'm also going to run one in the southern suburbs. I've secured a venue.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. How do people get in touch? And people are also messaging in saying, how do I get in touch with Claudia? How do people
Well, they
get in
can
touch?
Go onto my website, which is designed and the figure 2, designtoconnect.co.za, and they will see that the event is on there and they can go and sign up. Or they can phone me on 083-587-3269.
We've got, don't worry if you haven't got a pen, we've got Claudia's details if you are interested in getting in touch and perhaps joining this group. Claudia's saying she's also going to hold one in the southern suburbs, so don't worry if you don't manage to or if you're not able to attend the support group starting on Tuesday. Claudia, it's been great to have you in studio. Somebody messaging in saying she sounds like a marvellous course for women to be held in Cryfontein. Very much needed. Thank you, SJ. Don't thank me. I'm not doing it. thank Claudia, who is doing it. Designed to, the number 2, designtoconnect.co.za to get in touch with Claudia. Claudia, it's been great having you in the studio. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.